Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What did you see that you weren't supposed to?
So this came up on Reddit, and so many people weighing in saying that they saw their parents' private photos.
Oh, I didn't just see that. My story is, I don't know if my mom forgot her pajamas, whatever the deal was. But again, the way my house was laid out, I think their bedroom was supposed to be a dining room, but then my parents made it different. Yeah, but not as young as you may think. In order for me to go to the front door of the house, you have to walk through their bedroom. And this was on a Saturday morning. And I don't know if she kicked the sheets off or whatever, but there's nothing there. And I was like 14 years old. That's where it starts affecting you as a kid.
Yeah, like I will typically get changed in our laundry room. And there have been moments, you know, Charlie's three, where like he'll be walking down the hall and I'm like, oh gosh, I hope you didn't see anything. But at three, you don't really know what you're seeing. At 14, you know what you're seeing.
Yeah, and you can't unsee it at that point. I mean, my mom obviously took care of herself. She had this body. Just saying. But this happened with
That is your mother.
Your father-in-law, though, the same thing, right? You were getting ready for a Halloween party or something.
I had a black wig, and
that was it.
It was very long, and I had to trim it. And then I you know, didn't have my Halloween costume on yet because I didn't want to get hair all over the costume, so same thing. We had this long hallway, and our bathroom was at the end of the hallway, but our main door was, you know, at the other end of the hallway. So he opened up the door, and then I very quickly closed the bathroom door.
Yeah, and you guys weren't married either.
John and I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no.
Not at the time, no.
Well, how come you would even think that? So you should, you know, why are you even living together? I didn't even know.
Well, it wasn't inappropriate. It was just, you know, I was getting ready for a party.
So I hear. Did it ruin the party? But I never did ask you. Your whole night, was that replaying in your head? You couldn't have a good time at the party?
I mean, that probably happened close to 10 years ago, and I still, like, have that moment of, every time I think about it.
So we're talking about it this morning. What did you see that you weren't supposed to?
Oh, my stars. The very first time that my husband took me up to meet his parents, they lived up on a farm, and we were going to spend the night. And I'm sitting in the chair next to his parents' bedroom, watching TV.
Yeah.
And his father walked out in his tidy waist.
Oh, no.
And just looked at me and he said, oh, so you're the new one.
Oh, my.
I was literally, like, speechless.
Did it obviously work out with you, right?
Well, we've been together 40 years, so yeah.
Years later, did Dad ever say anything to you, or no? He just played it off like it was nothing.
He just played it off like it was just, you know, a normal, everyday thing.
Did you tell your husband?
Yeah, he was in the kitchen, so I was like, I met your dad.
All of them.